As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Welcome to the No Dunks Podcast on the Athletic Network. A little bonus content for your YouTube and podcast feeds. We got hashtag full squad here on a Wednesday afternoon. Skeets, Tass, Trey, Lee, JD pushing the buttons over there. The ones and the twos. It's been so long since we've all been together in the same room that we thought we had to sort of like christen it with some poppin' packs.
Oh,
and that
yeah.
sick new intro there from JD.
Yeah.
It's the first time I've seen that one. So, we got some old basketball cards that we need to open and basically just like try and test each other's knowledge of old players. That's
just
really what
sit
this
around
turns
and
into.
Play. Hey, what about this guy?
Exactly. Exactly.
What we usually do just with camera.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. So take a second if you're watching here on YouTube today to subscribe and like the video. Help us out. Let's get to 50K by Christmas. That is our goal. And if you're listening to the podcast, leave those 5-star ratings and reviews. We have actually a lot of packs. It's going to be longer than maybe your normal poppin' packs. You've got packs. I've got packs. Trey has a damn box in front of him.
Oh, wow.
Which I don't think have, like, unopened packs in them as much as just, like, loose cards from your childhood.
Yeah, that's right. Loose cards, some of the classics. We're talking about some hardcore protectors here. And, of course, a Beatles nesting doll.
if there's a card in there, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a Paul in there, yeah. Believe it or not. Oh. Wonder what's on the inside.
Yoko.
Yoko.
Okay, let's go. George! Okay, this one is a beetle. It's Ringo.
Ringo,
baby.
So what else is in there?
You want me to go deeper?
Yeah,
let's go all the way.
Oh, well, there is something in there.
It's too big to be the last one.
Just Britain. A union.
Oh, yeah.
Boo. Yeah. That's right.
At least my neck is in focus.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah. That's all right. Okay. So, yeah, popping packs here.
Yep.
Now, Lee, you're going to get us started because you are the OG. And you've got you got two packs because there's not a lot of cards in each of these.
Yeah, these are packs from the 99-2000 season from Topps. They're 99 cents each. 7 cards a pack. So I'll pop a couple here. How about that? Antoine Walker, an all-star, is on the front cover here.
Okay. There are two rules when it comes to popping
packs, right,
just so everybody knows. If we get Otis Thorpe...
We all win.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're always looking for Otis Thorpe. That's a good luck sign. If we get a checklist card, we lose, and we have to rip it up, and somebody has to eat a little piece of it.
Yeah, and if anyone knows Otis Thorpe, put him in touch with us. See if we can get him on one day. Wouldn't it be great?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like we'll all win if we get Daryl Armstrong, too, being that we've been talking about
What
him.
Year did you say this is?
99-2000.
Was Otis Thorpe still around?
I think so, yeah.
Probably.
I think so.
He started to bounce around a bit. He became a bit of a journeyman. But he was there for a while because he kept himself in such great nick. Oh, okay, great.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, the first one is a great card, a great 90s man. This guy.
I forgot you're about your crazy ass. A great 90s man.
Yeah, okay. Not Austin a WNBA
Powers.
Player.
Yeah, it's
It should have been Austin Powers. Everyone loves this guy, I'm sure of it. One of those guys whose career was derailed by injuries because he was on the trajectory
Grant Hill?
No, but very...
Penny Hardaway.
And Fernie Penny Hardaway, yes. Right.
And so we're going to be able to show the cards?
Yes, we are. And nice. He's wearing the number one there, of course.
Okay.
Penny, named Penny because his grandma, I believe, thought that he had a face like a shiny penny. That's why he called Penny, I believe. A little bit of history. Oh, look, he's going up against Kendall Gill and Keith Van Horn there.
Yep.
Nice. From the
why don't you give us a taste of the back? Just throw it around.
Okay,
for
okay,
that
okay. Here we
here.
Go. Here's the back of it. There.
Ooh, a lot of stats.
There's there he is. There, a penny for his thoughts. The team wants to listen to me, said Hardaway last preseason. This team wants me to lead. Ooh, the heroes were many, but his leadership did indeed help the Magic become one of the NBA's most improved teams in 98-99. Of course, this was sort of probably his last season, actually, in Orlando, wasn't it? Because he went to Phoenix, I think, just after that.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay, good start.
It's a good start. Very and I will start. Say, like, you know, share stories here on Pop and Pass about any of these players, but all this talk about Ja Morant recently... It's impossible for me not to go back to like the sort of late 90s and think of Penny Hardaway like being an all-star starter, like just highlight after highlight. Like, and he's like, remember how we talked about like the cool player factor like with Ja Morant, of course, right now? That was Penny.
Yeah.
Penny was awesome. And unfortunately got injured.
Do you guys prefer a horizontal back or a vertical back?
Well,
more stats, more info with the horizontal. But you have to turn it.
Yeah. You know what's funny is when I was a kid, or
maybe I should have saved that question for deeper into the show.
When I was a kid or like a teen or whatever, when with cards, like I wanted all that information on the back, like all those numbers.
Yeah.
But it's like, do you want that nowadays? You don't need that. No, like, give me another photo, really, because I can just go to Basketball Reference. Yeah.
Back then? Positive to go horizontal. Yeah. Now I got the internet.
Okay. Good start.
All right, next one. This guy, I remember him as a Charlotte Hornet in the backcourt there with Baron Davis. And I believe he was on there as a color commentator there for a couple of years.
David Wesley.
Yeah. Very good. Yes, he's got some guns in
good
this photo
hits.
Too.
Yeah.
Look at this guy. I don't remember
he's
him being...
got some bean guns?
I don't remember... He has, yeah. I don't remember him being quite that jacked. Maybe it's a bit of a flattering picture there for him, but...
It looks like a little bit edited, or is that my my eye? Like it looks more of like an art card.
I don't think so. I think it's legit, but David Wesley
zooms in.
Yeah,
good day for David.
Yeah, yeah. Him and Baron in the backcourt there. Great.
Okay, that's okay. A nice. What do you think of the shooting style there?
It's fine. Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I remember him as a bit of a shooter, bit streaky at times.
Give us a, you never give considered us him a beautiful shooter of the basketball.
Not a beautiful shooter, I wouldn't say, no.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Well, does he have stats or like...
Yeah, God, look at these.
You don't have to read it, everything.
Okay, I won't, but look, he's got a really small head. right. If you can get in there, look at that.
Oh, that's because he's jacked.
Yeah. The arms are so big.
Yeah. Celtics, Hornets. Nice. Okay, great. Moving along. Okay, well, everybody...
He just gets, like... You ever notice, like, he just gets caught up
he's
in, like, looking
hands,
in the car.
Ah, yeah.
Well, no,
yeah,
like, I think you just, like, are like, taken back to, like, your childhood. You're just, like, looking at the car.
Well, this next one, everybody also knows this gentleman because he was not a star, but he was in an enormous movie in the 1990s.
Okay.
And
Space Jam?
Space Jam. He was in that. But he also had... this guy was very famous. He was a high draft pick.
Sean Bradley.
Right. Yeah, okay. Yes, he is. Yes. Here he is on the Dallas Mavericks.
Nice post up.
Wow.
Yeah.
I liked 76 Sean Bradley better than 44.
Oh, yeah. He's only 4 foot four in this picture. Yeah. Ridiculous.
Yeah, he was number two pick, I think, wasn't he?
If
I remember myself.
Why is nobody near him in that picture?
Yeah, well.
That's a good question.
Just post it up.
Yeah. I wonder,
he's fine.
I wonder if that's been edited, if there was a play there and they just took him out. Because, well, when... Oh, no, Kendall Gill is in the one there with Penny.
It's just a good photographer there.
Yeah.
Maybe Michael was on him. Can't have Michael in our cards.
How high do you think the ball is in that photo? He's 7'6".
Yeah, he's holding it up high there. Yeah. That's got to be... Well, I guess it's just under the rim, though, isn't it? I mean, he wouldn't stand there and dunk it. Would he, like Boban? Maybe.
I think he'd probably... he'd get damn close.
I thought that's 9'6".
Yeah.
All right.
All right, nice. Nice, Sean.
Sean Bradley.
Okay,
what do you most remember of Sean Bradley besides
being
Space
dunked
Jam?
On by, dunked on by Tracy McGrady. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, he really.
What's the most positive thing you can think of from Sean Bradley? Like a moment in a game. Did he have like a 10-block game in it?
Oh, he must have.
Right?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
he okay. did. Yeah, remember that double-digit block game he had?
The 10.
Yeah, that was a huge, great game for Sean.
Say it there. Maybe it'll say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, game high.
Once asked if he wished he were more normal size, like 6'1", Sean responded, I was 6'1", in grade 6.
Got him.
That's a good got him, yeah.
I was 6'1".
Okay, great. Nice one.
Hold on. Would you rather be 6... How tall are you?
5'11 and three quarters.
Would you rather be... Live your life 6'1 or 7 foot 6?
No, 6'1 for sure. Oh, I would not want to be 7 foot 6 in regular life.
You would have went into the NBA, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can still get in at 6'1 too, you know.
I mean, if you were going to be in at 6'1, you would be in at 5'11 and three quarters.
That quarter of an inch, one and a quarter inch made a huge difference.
What do you think would be the most difficult, like normal thing in day-to-day life about being 7 foot six?
Like riding on an airplane, like a normal airplane, a bus, car, things like that. Remember that famous footage of Yao trying to get into the SUV or whatever it was, and he just couldn't? I just think those things would be disastrous because they're just not catered for, you know.
That's right.
You know, so
you take the front seat out though, right, in your car and sit in the back seat.
Yeah. But even just when you go, like, you know, you hear it from super tall people, like they're walking along the street and people are like, yeah, you should be playing basketball. You know,
And there's a Rod Benson has a great article I remember out because he's 6'10.
Oh, is he that
big? Yeah, and he has it specifically about just being asked all the time about, well, how's the weather up there? Do you play basketball? Like, he's like, you get asked it every single time you get into an elevator or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
That should be annoying.
I think it would be too. Okay. Next guy. Now, I think I confused this guy thinking he was on the Raptors. He wasn't.
Oh.
But this guy has a relative in the NBA. I can't remember.
Wesley Person.
Oh, Tassie. Tassie.
Nice pull, man. We're actually... I thought we were going to be rusty at this.
Yeah, Wesley Person. I think he's either the cousin or the brother of Chuck. I think they're cousins. But they're definitely connected there somehow. Wesley was a bit of a shooter there for the Cavs.
Whose phone number do you have? Wesley or Chuck's? I thought you had...
I had Chuck's, but I deleted it.
Wow.
You ghosted me. You're out, Chuck.
Wow.
Chucked it.
JD and I met him, of course, on the bus that very first time in Vegas. We were on the bus and we were hanging out.
What a thrill. What a thrill for me. What a thrill for Chuck, really. He was not having it. Like,
yeah, but he came to us, he came to me because I told him about the show, and then he came back and said, you know, here, take my number and, you know, be in touch. I said, okay. I texted him and he ghosted me and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, and then he realized he was in Vegas, and I was like,
but I mean, I didn't ask him for his phone number. He was like, oh, I can get on TV. Maybe he didn't quite know what it was.
Right. You only texted him once.
I may have followed up. But you know,
I think one is, you know, you can.
Classic.
For those listening,
I didn't reapply the Velcro to that placard. Between our shows today.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
hold on.
That fell down.
Yes. I don't know why I'm going to say this now, but nice. You said you saw Chuck Person at the bag carousel.
Yeah,
he had just gotten off the flight.
That's right.
But he was a little grumpy because they took away his rifle. I hope something else falls
That's
off.
Not bad. Okay, next one.
Yeah. Beautiful shooter. Going to screw that to the wall today.
This guy, a beautiful shooter of the basketball. So beautiful. He also had
Glenn Rice.
No, he only had one hairstyle his entire career, apart from his rookie season.
Mark Price.
No. This guy ended his career, I believe, with the team he started it with, but he also made the finals with a different team.
Steve Kerr?
No. This guy is a Hall of Famer.
Ooh.
He was part of the Dream Team.
Clyde.
No.
Chris Mullen.
Chris Mullen.
I was trying to think of that beautiful shooter of the basket.
Yeah. Beautiful shooter.
And he's in that beautiful shooting stroke right there with the Indiana Pacers, where they did make it to the finals in the year 2000. Miles was obviously a little bit past his best by then, but he could still knock it down. He still had the flat top that he had from the Run TMC days.
Mm-hmm.
He kept that. And, Look at those lips pursed like that. That's what I remember about... that's absolutely what I remember about Chris yes. Mullen.
Yeah, first thing I think of is Chris Mullen's lips.
Pursed lips.
Chuck Person, yeah. Wesley Person.
Don't lips good, don't, person. No, sorry, don't sorry, start sorry. Looking ahead. No. I hate when you do that.
Yeah,
you know
I know,
that.
I know. But I'm just... there's something weird coming up, I think. But anyway.
Hey, man, shit's falling off the walls. Our mic cut out for a second. Don't worry.
I appreciate that you're blocking the back of the last card, though, so we can't...
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's actually not a card. I don't know what it is.
Any good Chris Mullen nuggets facts on that card on the back?
Oh, because
you've been sort of 2 for 2 in your little story times.
Yeah. It's only stats. There's no sentences there. There's,
wow.
It's only stats.
Only stats, no sentences.
Yeah. All Warriors. He's with the Pacers there. Yeah, he played a lot of games, old Mulls.
Mulls.
He was not even in consideration for the NBA's 75th anniversary team, right? I don't remember.
Oh, that's I don't think so. I think
or am I
right.
forgetting that?
No. I mean, I
don't remember his name even being mentioned.
I assumed anyone who was on that dream team would have been on there, but I don't think he is.
Huh.
No.
Yeah, Christian Laettner made it.
Okay. All right, Chris Mullen, nice. Okay.
It's a good pack.
Not a bad pack. Now, this next guy.
I'll call it good.
This guy's an easy one. He's an all-star. But I want to see if I can do a little dance here with you guys.
Like Daryl Armstrong and golf spikes on the dance floor.
Because this guy had a very bright future. He was a high draft pick. He was a part of a very big combination in the... Well, I'd say late 90s, actually.
Manning?
No. He has since flourished, actually, outside of the United States.
Okay.
Stephon Marbury.
Marbury. There you go. Yeah, he's a New Jersey Net Stephon Marbury.
Let's see this card. What is this?
Yeah.
Hold on. Jeopardy, like Daily Double.
Single game double-double performance, dates to reach goal. I don't... quite know what that means. I mean,
what is this card?
Yeah, that's what I saw that as well, and I thought, is this something? Is this one of those? I thought when I saw the double, maybe there's something on the back there, but there's not. There's just
what's on the back? Show the back.
You don't want to see.
No,
the back.
It's great.
It's far too much.
As a kid, you would love to get this.
Oh, okay. So I guess maybe you have to pick something. Or something.
I think he had to have a double double between those dates, probably. Right.
You pick
116 to 122.
And then what? You could send it in, and
they'll send you something. Read that whole back and let us know. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Stephon Marbury. Yeah, he and KG, of course, was supposed to be a huge sort of a Karl Malone, John Stockton duo there. Didn't really last. So they're only there, I think, 2 seasons together, I think, if I remember correctly.
Short-lived, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, all so right, this next one, I'm not sure if this is a card. It's a card. But I don't know if it's a... it's not a...
it's one of these.
Let's see it. Come on. Let's show the people.
Okay, I'll put it here.
Wait, what is it?
Right, just
let's
so JD can zoom in on it. It's just basically advertising. Buy more cards.
Call to find the store nearest you.
What is this?
Yeah. So, okay, that's new. I mean, that's you're squeezing one of those in there.
You think that's still an active phone number?
I think you should rip that up and nibble on it a little bit.
Oh, they've just started on the .coms there. Look at that.
Oh, Tops. That was big. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So...
big news in the trading card world, Lee. Do you see Fanatics bought Tops?
Yes, I did. I did see that, yes. I didn't see what the price was, but interesting. Interesting little sale there. All right. Very, very happy with this. Very happy with this next one.
Yeah.
Because somebody in this room did dress up as this man for Halloween one time.
Okay. Bill Weddington.
No.
Oh. I mean, that could be a lot of people. Yeah.
Arvydas Sabonis.
No, Tass in particular. I'm just trying to think.
Skittles.
Yeah, it was. I was just thinking if it was Tass or his wife, but your wife was Jason Kidd. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yes.
Yep. And I was Kerry Skittles.
Yeah, that's right. There it is.
For
there
Halloween.
Oh, look at this card.
Yeah.
Kerry Kittles. Ballin'. See, these, they don't look like they're in proportion.
Yeah. It almost, I do agree with you. They've done something to them.
I don't think it's the camera weird we're seeing here in the new setup. Okay. But there's Kerry going to the rack.
Yeah. Kerry Kittles. That was the Nets were expected to do big things. Was that slam cover?
Yep. He's definitely on the cover of Slam.
On one of them.
Yeah.
That's right.
There's two of them.
Keith.
Keith Van Horn. He, yeah. Stefan Marbury. I think Todd McCullough made the second one.
I think so, yeah.
Got Finley chasing him there.
There's, a Williams on one of them, Jason Williams.
Yep, Jason Williams, for sure.
Okay, great. Kerry, thank you.
thanks for sending that in.
This next one's a good one because this guy, when you see him, you will not recognize him, I don't think. He looked vastly different by the end of his career.
Okay.
Two-time All-Star. He played with his entire career with one team except for one season at the end of his career. And there was a specific reason why he did change at the end of his career. But anyway, this guy...
wow, these are crazy hints.
Yeah, this guy's a big, big guy. He's got a big name. he was a lovable character, too. Very popular. And
only two-time All-Star.
Only a two-time All-Star,
Feels like he would be...
Now, you know, this guy played for a team that, you know, for most of his career probably wasn't even close to the playoffs.
Okay.
And then they made the playoffs a few times. And then he was just looking for a championship at the end of his career.
Carl Malone?
No.
He made more than 12. <Yeah. laughs>
This guy is not American. Guy is not American.
Zydrunas Ilgauskas. That's the hint I needed.
Yes, there he is.
He looks vastly different.
Yeah, well, if you look at him, young Zydrunas there. with his hair. Look at it. He doesn't look like Big Z.
No, you're right.
No.
You know, who...
Now, look at those two giants going at it.
Tall card.
That's a tall card. I wish Sean Bradley was sitting in the back. That's Big Z versus Rick Smits. Yeah. That's like 7-3 versus 7-4, isn't
it? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He didn't get that title either. He was just a little too early to Miami, right?
No, he didn't. He went there for the 20... what did they lose it in?
2011.
Yeah. And then I think he retired after that. So he should have stuck around one more season, exactly. Big Z. Yeah. So this is what I was, this was what I was kind of fiddling with here. It's actually the schedule.
What is it? There's some weird shit in this pack, man.
Yeah, but it's the TNT schedule.
Sort of
it's
cool.
The national TV schedule. So it's got.
All right, let's pick our favorite games.
Yeah.
Oh, only 29 teams.
Yeah, one dream, though. there it is there. I don't know if it's going to stay. Oh, it does. Yeah, great. So that's what I was fiddling with there.
But the schedule is on the back.
The schedule's on the back, yes. They tip it off. Classic triple header. No, double header. Sixers at San Antonio, then the Lakers at the Jazz. Mm. Oh, Knicks Bulls next night.
Wow. Yeah, this is 99-2000.
99-2000, yeah. Yeah, so...
what about today is what, January 5th? Who was playing on January 5th?
January 5th. Ooh, Jazz Hornets.
Ooh.
Let's see a little David Wesley in that game.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Oh, yeah, Knicks Magic as well. No, that's actually tomorrow.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Let's just do another one.
Okay, great.
You can get rid of those ones. You get too many on that thing.
Yeah,
I think it was working better when you were...
We should just pop schedules. New series, pop and schedules. Old schedules.
You got another schedule in there?
Hey, we definitely have another schedule in here, too. So,
I
don't know if you saw the first card.
99-2000, that's a lockout year, right?
No, 98-99.
Oh, yeah, okay. Thank you.
That was the first year back. Okay, great one first up because this guy's a Raptor. But you don't remember him. I don't remember him as a Raptor first up. This guy exploded onto the scene in the early 90s with a very, very memorable performance.
D. Brown.
Oh, wow. You know it, nice. TK. Beautiful
there
stuff
we go.
There. Yeah.
Nice.
There it is. There's D. Brown.
I don't think of him as a Raptor either. No. Celtic, for sure.
Yep. With the pumps. And he had, of course, had that the cover your eyes dunk in 91 there in Charlotte for the slam dunk contest.
Daughter in the WNBA, right?
I don't think she's anymore. Lexi, I think her name is. She was. I think she got cut.
Chicago Sky, if I'm not mistaken. She, I think she got a title this year.
Yeah. Oh, she did?
I think so.
Oh,
I think
okay. So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Raptor up. Okay. Ooh, okay. We've had a good run. We have had a good run.
First bad card.
This guy's a big guy. I think he played for the Rockets. He's on the Clippers here, though.
Otis Thorpe was big. He played for the Rockets.
He did.
Big,
like you're talking height, or
yeah, I'm talking height. I'm guessing this guy is probably 6'10 or 6'11. Okay. There's not much.
He's got
to
a boring name.
No, he's got a. If you think of a one of the historical sort of tough, rough fighting guys,
okay,
he's got the same name as that guy.
Like so an like, MMA fighter?
No.
Like
Rocky?
A movie?
No, from basketball.
You mean from basketball. Yeah, so like, like an ex.
Blazers. He played for the Blazers, the Rockets, the Lakers. Known as a bit of a scrapper.
That's this guy or the other guy?
The other guy. They've got the same name. They've got the same name.
Secondary hints.
Yeah. First name?
In fact, this... So, the other guy... Right, was a teammate of a player who named his son after him because they were such great teammates. From
Maurice Lucas.
Maurice Lucas. So Maurice is right. Yeah.
So this is.
And this other guy's last name is.
it's Maurice. Is the first
Maurice
name.
Is his name. Oh. Yes.
Maurice Taylor.
Maurice Taylor. Oh. There you go. Oh. Well done.
Nice. Go blue.
Oh yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Nobody's got a good story about that.
Maurice Taylor, he played for Michigan in college, and he wore number 23.
Mm-hmm. He's wearing 23 there. And look who he's going up against there, the classic 90s barbed wire tat across the bicep can only
That's
mean
Tom
one
Gugliotta.
Man. Exactly.
Yeah.
The Googs. Well done.
That can only mean one man. You're not wrong.
It's either him or Pam Anderson.
Oh, wow. I've got a great card there because I'm really happy about this one because this man... is it's a pretty simple clue here. This man is half man, half amazing.
Vince Carter.
It's not him. No. I'm thinking this guy is actually on the broadcast for the Toronto Raptors this season.
Alvin Williams.
No, it's not him either. It's not him. It's
John Wallace.
John Wallace. There you go.
Oh my god.
There we go.
That's funny. You ingested my story of getting a fake autograph from who I thought was Vince Carter. He said, "No, it's Alvin Williams." No, actually, it's John Wallace.
That's incredible.
Bit of backstory there for that one, but I thought, let's have some fun. Those uniforms look great.
Another Raptor player. Yeah, they do look good. Yeah, I always remember John Wallace having what I always thought was his move. Do you know the move I'm talking about?
No.
I know he did it once in a game. I think I tried finding the clip once. It's like you would, if I'm playing you, I turn my back to you. I have the ball. I turn my back actually to you,
right.
And then I go behind my back, but then sort of like... I guess cup it and drive. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
does that make sense?
Someone had something like that.
I always called that We always called that the John Wallace because he must have done it once. We just called it that.
But. Wow, John Wallace getting his own play there. Yeah, well done. Yeah. So that you still got that magazine, I'm sure, Tassie.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's worth more now. I think after the story.
Story. You can seek out that YouTube clip. Don't we have?
Honestly, we don't get to say this enough. The link is in the description. We'll put it down there.
Hey,
we'll find
it.
We'll put it down there. That's what you say on YouTube. Yeah. Link in the description.
Oh, yeah.
All
right. I've got a great card next because I believe the primary person on the card is different, but Otis Thorpe is on the card, I believe. I can see him on
here. Small win.
Yeah,
small win.
Now, this other guy is a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
Just recently became a Hall of Famer. You certainly don't remember him on this team at all. But this guy really became the first Hall of Famer, I think, undrafted.
Ben Wallace
on the Washington Wizards. Ooh. Ben Wallace going for a rebound, of course, and he's there with Otis Thorpe.
They were just probably recently the Wizards at this point.
Yeah, they. I think they changed
maybe
95.
Oh, was it? Okay,
I think. Yeah, I think it was something like that.
So,
Ben Wallace. There he is.
Didn't Ben Wallace on the Wizards, didn't Kobe Bryant have like an awesome dunk on Ben Wallace in the preseason in the Wizards?
Yes. It was in Vegas, I think.
Yeah, I think so. It was slam of the month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
He like takes off from like the free throw line.
I think that has made like Kobe's top dunks of all time, even though it's in an unofficial or a preseason game. Yeah. Okay, great. Next one coming up because this guy, former Raptor, is this guy a Hall of Famer or not?
Ooh.
Chauncey.
Not Chauncey Billups, but this guy, I say Raptor, but that wasn't where he made his name. He became an all-star on another team and is known for having some digitry...
Sean Marion.
Yeah.
What were you going to say? Some digitry.
uniqueness? I'm not sure.
Oh, look at this card.
Yeah, he just got drafted there. Sean Marion.
Rookie, that's nice, man.
Yeah.
Get that in a protector.
Number 9 pick. I don't know if I would have called that.
I almost said this on our podcast earlier today. Would it be ridiculous to start calling Chris Paul the Matrix 4?
Mm.
say, yeah, I mean, it would be. But I'm like, yes. When Sean Marion was the Matrix, it was because he, like, could do things that nobody else had seen before. But I feel like another part of the Matrix is that you see everything happening before it happens.
Ooh. Right.
And Chris Paul certainly does that. Yeah. And now he's playing with the Suns. Oh. The Matrix 4 is out, so I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, I did watch it.
Better or worse than Chris Paul on the Suns?
that's a high bar.
That's tough. I know people were really crapping on it. I was entertained enough. I had super low expectations going in. This was the ultimate, just throw it on for, you know, just go blank, your mind go blank for a couple hours. But I was entertained enough.
I'm going to definitely peep it.
And fine. It's fine.
If I like it, I'm going to start calling Chris Paul.
Yeah, okay.
Let's run with it.
Okay, great. Well, I've got another double-double card. So, and it's great because it has such a direct link to the first double-double card.
Okay. Kevin Garnett.
Kevin Garnett, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Okay. So now his date range was December 5 to December 11. I'm saying he probably got that more confidently than...
This is amazing. Think about what they were doing. Yeah. If this guy, this card, gets a double-double within this little range, then...
This is what season?
99-2000.
Yeah, tracing a check.
I'll check it. I mean, KG was racking
up.
I got to know.
Did he get a double-double? I want to know who won the contest.
I will say, nice art on this. Like, it's got a Daily Double Jeopardy vibe, the font, but then I like the taking the player and doubling them up there.
Mm-hmm. Right? According to my research, two double-doubles for Stephon Marbury. Mm. Which I know is not the card that we're actually looking at right now. So let me see if Kevin Garnett did it, but you would have been able to cash in on the Stephon Marbury before. And what are the dates for Kevin Garnett here?
The 11th, the 5th to the 11th.
12th, December 5th to the December 11th. I'm glad you
December 5th.
I'm glad you looked up both. 11. You had to wait until we had two of them to look them up because it's a double-double.
He double-doubled as well.
There you go.
12-8-1999, 22-12. Against the Seattle Supersonics.
Nice.
Let's send it in. Let's send it in to Tops.
Yeah. Get here.
Maybe Fanatics bought them and they don't know what's going on. They're like, whoa, what are the people emailing or mailing in trying one of these contests? And they'll mail us something.
Well, that makes sense now that they're teamed up with Fanatics, too. They got all the gear if, like, you're winning jerseys for this stuff.
Send us a hat.
Or hats.
Okay. Don't send us any more of these.
Oh, yeah. Every pack had one of these,
yeah,
eh?
This is just,
hey, remember us?
Yeah, hey. Call us or, you know.
Hey,
more,
did you ever go to card stores?
Well,
I know we're dating ourselves when we talk about
I mean,
like,
we didn't really have them in Australia, but we had like sort of American sports stores or, you know, sports apparel stores, and they had
memorabilia.
Cards. And they were like $3 a pack. And I remember spending more money than my dad would have liked me to spend on cards.
Cards were so big for a moment that I'm from small town Ontario, like 25,000 people at the time, Stratford. There were two card stores. At one time. Wow. One on one side of town, one on the other side of town. Wow. One at the mall and one not at the mall.
I heard you talking about it on New Year's Eve.
That's why I was reminded.
The old Stratford boys reminiscing. There were two stores in our town. Actually, speaking about memorabilia, these are from our friends Trace and Chase. You can find them on all social media platforms. You're looking for cards, gear.
188 Chase and Prince.
A Daily Double.
Yeah.
Chase McCain. Okay.
Well, thank you for the cards. They sent this. They sent like a box of these.
They did.
They?
Yeah. Okay. We've got cards for days. Now, this guy is an interesting one because this guy, I think he played on more than two teams, but I can't decide if I remember him more as a Blazer or a Heat. I think he was a one time All Star.
Brian Grant.
Very good. Yes.
That's a nice pull.
Yeah.
Nice
Brian
pull.
Grant.
Sacramento Kings as well.
Yeah. I think because he was on those Blazers teams that should have made the finals. That's pretty much where I remember him. But then he went to Miami. He was an All-Star, I think, wasn't he? I'm pretty sure he was one-time All-Star.
Really? He could be a one-time All-Star, perhaps.
Yeah,
because
he
was a trivia question.
Yeah. He had the wild mane there. Mm-hmm. Really good rebounder, Brian Grant.
Okay.
Okay, last card of this pack, and it's a good one, a very good one, because whenever you think of one guy, you always think of this other guy. They played together, they got traded together, I think twice.
Hmm.
This guy's from Philadelphia. I don't know why I remember that. He didn't play for Philadelphia, but he's from Philadelphia. And
Will Smith.
No, he was actually been playing in the Big Three, I remember as well, because he looks really old. He doesn't. He can't.
Cuttino Mobley.
Yeah, there you go,
man. Nice hint,
Cuttino Mobley. Yeah, he had the big bushy beard, the big gray hair. He looked.
And so you link him with Steve Francis.
Steve Francis, because they got traded to Orlando, and then I think they got traded to New York as well. I think. Did they?
That I'm unsure of.
Yeah. Hmm. But they maybe they didn't get traded together, but I think they did play together again. So, yeah, Coutinho.
Definitely looks old with the gray hair, but yeah, still playing.
Yep, yep, yep. And that looks like he's going up against Danny Ferry in that picture there.
That's not Jason
Kidd?
Kid?
Oh, is that Kidd, is it?
Yeah. I thought it was a 20.
I think it's a 32.
Oh, 32, yeah, that'd be Jason
Kidd. He's got the armband.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, it looks like Jason Kidd.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we've got just the same, it's the same schedule, so it hasn't changed. We still have Sixers at San Antonio and the Lakers at the Jazz to tip it off there with Ernie. And would Charles Barkley have started then? Because I think 99 was his last season. Maybe he did.
This guy operating. You putting.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Chase. Thanks, Trace. Appreciate you sending in those packs. I'm sure we'll get to ripping more of those 99-2000s. We got more packs to rip here on today's episode. We're going to take our first break. When we come back, we'll get to these 2001 Victory Upper Decks. Kobe on the front.
Looks
in
like
a number
an
eight
antique
jersey.
Pack.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. That's a great point. I don't know if it's just been weathered from the sun or they all looked like that. But we'll rip this and then we'll get to Trey's mystery basement box a little bit later. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Back with No Dunks popping packs here on a Wednesday afternoon. I want to say, if you have a pack of old basketball cards that is unopened, get in touch with us. Email us, nodunks@theathletic.com, or hit us up on Twitter at nodunksinc, I-N-C, and maybe you could get them to us.
Sounds great.
And then we could
as long as
here.
It's unopened.
Mm.
Right.
I like how you mentioned that.
Yeah, how did you feel about not planting the packs here, like actually doing it authentic? I thought you got some great packs there.
I did have really good packs, yeah. But it's just these ones are a little closer as well to where we've all sort of been following it. You know, when you go back in the later 80s, early 90s, there's a few dudes out there that I've never heard of. And when you've got a guest on, I just think of it as like a substitution. You're like, I don't want to talk about Greg Dreiling. Let's talk about, you know, Winston Garland. Maybe there's some more stories there, more relevance there. So that's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're still popping packs here. It's my turn to give you guys the clues. I'll show you JD. Hopefully we got the setup here, right? It's a pack I've never seen before, and it does look very faded. It's Victory? I think it's an Upper Deck sort of spin-off here. And I know you're probably, if you're watching on the stream team, going like, what's wrong with the color on my screen? This is what the pack looks like. Again, not sure if that's how it was designed or if it just saw a little too much sunshine, Tess.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody left these in the, you know, just sitting on the dashboard in their car.
Those were the days. $1 US worth $1.50 Canadian.
Yeah, wow, for sure. And
you want to go shopping in Buffalo for that.
So this is 2000-2001, and yeah, the internet's new. They're really trying to drive you to victorycards.com for your chance to win an autographed jersey. So we'll see. Good luck to everybody.
Good luck.
I hope we get one.
We get Notice Thorpe. I don't even know if he's playing at this point. If we get Notice Thorpe, we win. If we get a checklist card, we rip it up, have a little nibble.
Definitely the end of his days anyway, if he was still around.
Oh, I haven't opened a pack of cards
in a
long time.
Felt good, huh?
Yeah.
That's a nice.
This is Otis Thorpe's last season.
Oh, wow. Okay, here we go. So I got to.
You will never. If we get Notice Thorpe, it's going to be a shock.
Well, I will say these are fascinating looking cards, so this will be fun. All right. I've got 12, I believe, in here, so I'll just do this one pack. First player, well, this is fun. He is the brother of someone I would like to say is our friend.
John Barry.
Oh, wow.
Where to start? Ooh, they are very stuck together.
John Barry. Was he Miami Heat?
No, this is Sacramento Kings.
Oh, yeah.
John Barry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
some follicles up there.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And I'll give you guys an idea of the back of these cards. I'd say they're pretty boring.
That's a bad back.
In fact, they're so boring the camera doesn't even want to focus on it.
Bucks,
yeah.
Warriors, Lakers, Kings. He got with the Pistons too. Maybe I guess that was later.
Yeah, okay. Pistons. Yeah, after that.
And Rockets, right? Did he rock it with Brent?
Sorry, say the teams. Say the teams again.
Well, I read it, so you can just read it.
Yeah, Bucks, Warriors, Hawks, Lakers, Kings, and then you were trying to figure
he
out.
He got to the Pistons for sure. Mm-hmm. I think you played with the Rockets, too.
Well, Brent definitely
Brent did, for sure.
Name what school he went to.
I also read
California.
The back.
Somewhere in California.
No, Fresno. Keep it local.
Oregon.
Keep it local.
Georgia Tech.
That's right.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, my hint for this man is it's an item you'd find in your kitchen drawer.
Fork, no. Spoon.
No, let's say
Clarence Weatherspoon.
Oh. No,
that's Anthony Peeler.
Tass and I are linked. Yeah, I'm linked. Yeah. Very nice, Tass. Very nice. There's Anthony Peeler and his Minnesota Timberwolves jersey there.
Look him go.
Yeah.
Anthony Peeler. Here's a question: was he good?
Memorable.
Yeah.
Streaky.
Yeah.
Okay. If you don't know if a guy was good, just call him Streaky. Yeah, it's probably exactly. good sometimes.
I mean, he's got some like write-ups here. Yeah, just talks about he hit a buzzer beater once.
He was drafted by the Lakers, I believe, Anthony Peeler.
Yeah, he was. Mm. He played 4 years for the Lakers. Yeah. Played for the Grizzlies. Played for the Wolves. There you go. Okay, good stuff, Tass. All right. Interesting thing about this card, this guy has a Captain C on his jersey. Now, I remember there not being many of these as we got into like the late 90s and early 2000s.
Mark Jackson.
No. Ooh, and yeah. I remember Tim Hardaway Jr. having one. Sorry, no, it's Tim Hardaway Sr. Yeah. But this guy apparently had one too. So
this isn't the Warriors.
This guy was, I believe, an all-star. Oh, or was he? Borderline all-star, maybe an all-star.
Captain.
Injuries sort of hurt his career.
Sharif.
No, no. Mm. Played it for the Western Conference. And he threw down some tasty dunks.
Rasheed?
Antoni McDice?
Oh, nice.
Nellis is killing it. Yeah. Yeah, there's the Nuggets. And he's got the C there on the jersey.
I think he got an all.
Yeah, he did. He got one in 2000.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's an interesting C right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. He moved on to the Knicks, the Spurs, the Pistons, I think, as well.
Never got a title.
Don't you always think, just for people watching here on YouTube, go back, JD. Like when you see the ball on the ground in a photo, and it's like compressing a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just always blows my mind.
These were an Air Max up tempos or whatever those were.
Okay,
I forgot about those. And he looks like he was carved out of a mountain, Antoni McDice.
Yeah, it's true. Had some great.
He was
great shoulders,
awesome
great
in
biceps.
NBA Jam. I think it was McDice.
Oh, Trey, you'll like this. Hauled in a career-high 21 boards in a game on April 15th, 2000.
That's a lot of roast beef.
There you go. Which is rebounds. All right, we got a whitey. Big white guy.
Todd McCullough.
No. I'm going to say, like, I was going to say he's not even as good as Todd McCullough, but I don't know if that's true. He's different players, different players. But a big guy that could shoot. Know him as a pacer.
It's not
Troy
not,
Murphy.
No.
You wouldn't say Brad. You wouldn't say that about Brad
I would
Miller.
Never say that about Brad Miller.
No, you wouldn't say that about Rex Smith.
Austin Crochet.
Yeah, my man.
$100 million
Austin
man, wasn't he?
Was he really? Wow.
I think so. He did get a huge contract at one point. I remember that.
Austin.
Was he good in college? I think.
This is an NBA show, buddy.
Dude. I don't even know what college
he
went
Providence?
To.
Is he like a Providence guy or something like that? He went to an... some kind of school like that.
Where does it say? Yeah, Providence. Good call. Good call.
Mm, better than Todd McCullough? Yeah.
Oh, this is fascinating.
Who wins one-on-one? Todd McCullough or Austin Crozier?
Yeah.
Okay, a little trivia here.
Going Austin.
Just because it's on the bottom of this card, maybe it's on all of them. It has, because this is a Pacers Austin Crozier card, all-time record holders for points for the Pacers. Who is it?
Reggie.
At this point, yes. assists.
Reggie?
No.
Mark Jackson. Doubtful.
No.
Travis Best.
Guy's got a great first name. He was...
Haywood Workman.
No, that's good.
I'm out.
If you had something in your throat...
Fleming. Vern Fleming.
That's right. Rebounds. Big guy.
Rick Smith.
No.
Antonio.
Rick Smith, I said.
No.
Antonio Davis.
Wrong one.
Dale.
Dale.
And then steals. You already said it. Reggie Miller.
Right.
That's weird. Adding little facts. Oh, okay, great. One of my favorite players, but he wasn't playing on this team. He's playing for the Celtics in this card. But you know him better as
Kenny Anderson. Net.
Kenny Anderson, really nice card there. But yeah, I'm playing for the Celtics there.
Yeah, don't think of him as Celtic at all.
No,
definitely Nets.
Yeah,
where else?
And
did
almost Blazes, only Nets. Yeah, Blazes, he played for other.
But he
teams.
Played for tons of teams. Remember the Kenny Anderson doc we watched and talked about on film session. Remember he had that piece of art. Teams he was playing for.
I think New Orleans. He went to. He got his contract in Portland though. He got the sort of the payday up there.
Traded to the Raptors.
Yeah,
didn't want to do it.
That's right.
He said nay. Didn't he Hawks? I feel like there's a Hawks when you mentioned that. Jersey.
That photo, yeah.
Well, maybe not.
Up until this point, he had only played on the teams you guys had named. The Nets, he had a cup of coffee with Charlotte, Blazers, and then Celtics. Mm. Up until this point.
Well, should we link to the doc? No.
Put it in the description?
Yeah. It's, no.
All right, if you want to hear our thoughts on Kenny Anderson's documentary, just check the description.
Links in the description.
Former Pop and Pax guest himself, actually.
I wasn't sure about that. All right, here's your... here's your only hint for this.
Ah, Glenn Robinson.
Big dog. That was a horrible dog bark sound, by the way.
Yeah.
There he is. He had socks.
Nice. Looks good.
Number one pick. That guy got paid.
94, wasn't it? 94 draft. Was he number one pick? I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that was a bad bark.
Wasn't a bad bark.
No, because sometimes big dogs, they don't have huge barks.
Went to
a little throaty.
Yeah.
Wow, I can't even see it because of the green on this card.
You're really peering at that
yeah,
thing.
I can't.
Is the card
see
faded
it
as well?
Because he went to Purdue, and I was trying to see Purdue on this card, but see how it's gets dark green?
Yeah,
you can barely make it out.
That's an
the
odd
big
choice.
Dog.
So these are 99-2000s. He went to the conference finals the year later, 2001.
Yeah. He went to Philadelphia. He joined the Sixers a couple of seasons later. I think he finished with the Spurs.
Scored. Man.
Yeah.
That guy came into the league scoring, basically 22 points per game.
He was looking for a title. I don't think he got one, though, right?
No, I don't think so.
Big dog. Wow, I didn't know he was number 13. I know you're good at that. Would you have known that right away? I don't know. I don't think I would.
Probably not right away.
Yeah.
I would have guessed 20. I don't know. It seems like a guy that would wear 20, just like John Barry.
Oh, my God. Now, this guy's got a really great name playing for the Jazz, though I think of him as a Clipper, I think. Or Nets. No, I think of him as a Nets player, too. I think he was just a big, strong guy. Oh, pretty sure he had a great nickname. A tool that you'd find in your toolbox. I think that's him.
Armin Gilliam.
Right? The hammer?
Hammer.
Yeah. Nice one.
Definitely.
Yeah. Armin Gilliam. What do you remember about him, Lee?
Drafted right behind David Robinson in 87. Brian Colangelo, Jerry Colangelo. Happy to have Gilliam on their team, but of course they missed out on David Robinson, who was the prize of the 97 draft. So serviceable player. I think he's deceased now, though, Armin.
Is
so
he?
Rest R.I.P. in peace. But
You don't think of him as a Jazz player for sure.
No, and you said Nets.
Yeah. Played for a lot of teams. You said the Suns, played for the Hornets, Sixers. I guess I remember him.
Sixers,
Bucks, and then he must have not played long for the Jazz.
No, I don't
UNLV, though. Oh,
yeah.
Didn't he have, a sideways flat top?
Yeah.
Angle to it?
Yeah, this is,
probably
he's,
not
like,
this one.
He's super
too late
old
for that,
this.
But
he's, got the balding look going on this one. Yeah, get back on that, JD.
Armin.
The Hammer.
Armin Hammer.
Mm.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I never thought of that.
Yeah.
It sort of blew my mind. Yeah. Wow. And we just watched the Grizzlies-Cavs game last night. Any dunk you get, any dunk, you're getting throw the hammer down from Austin Carr. Is it too much?
He's great. I love Austin Carr.
He did have to change his call, though. He used to do deep inside the key.
Now
it's the rock.
Yeah,
isn't that what he said? Deep inside the rock?
Because
I think that's Rocket Mortgage or something like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. We got he's an all-star. Very popular... popular, memorable, I guess is a better word. Celtics player. Has a famous quote. One of the
Twan.
Twan Walker. Yeah, that's a good pack.
Is that shimmy card?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah, there he is.
Remember he went back to Boston and he wore number 88 because someone was out. I can't remember who, but he came back and he was firing away, Twan.
Yep. Employee number 8. That's a cool nickname.
Yeah. That'd be great for the Classic Factory.
Oh, that'd be great. You guys want to take numbers 1 through 5?
There you go. Yeah, what's the quote, Lee, off the top of your head?
It was, there are no fours. Why do you shoot so many threes? There are no fours.
It's a goddamn good quote.
Yeah.
Great quote. It's a great quote.
There you go. Anthony Walker. Okay, a couple more cards. Let's flip this over. Did we have this guy on our program as the starters?
Mm.
We saw him a lot. I think we...
Steve Smith.
I think we did. No,
Chris Webber?
No, he's older. And almost like he... Like a prickly attitude to this
Kenny.
Man.
Kenny Smith.
No. That's good, though.
Sam Mitchell.
Yeah. Did we have Sam Mitchell on?
No. He was on our 1,000th episode tribute list, and I think he even said... Can you get me on the show?
Oh, okay. Sorry, Sam.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, swing Sam. By the garage whenever you want. Swing by the old Classic Factory. That guy took a lunch pail to work every day.
Oh, yeah.
Employee number 42.
Yeah.
I saw he just shaved his head recently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Looks good?
Yeah. So good. So good, Sam, is what they're calling him now.
Nice.
Smooth
Coach
Sam.
Coach of the year in Toronto, too, right. Big Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great.
That's all you got? I believe he does a lot of radio work.
Yeah, he's still on NBA TV here in Atlanta.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, Trey, we got ourselves a Chicago Bulls player.
Here we go. 99-2000. Oof, not great, though.
I would say not a memorable Bulls player.
You got a Cornell David over there?
No.
Ron Mercer.
No. Keep going.
Fred Hoiberg.
I would say it's all about this, really.
Corey Benjamin.
Yeah.
That was my next guess.
Oh, man. Well, at least I got to give you a funny hint.
There we go.
It's all about the Corey Benjamin's baby. What do you remember about Corey Benjamin?
He was going to be the Michael Jordan replacement for the Bulls.
No pressure.
Spoiler alert, he was not. Mm. But slide it on over here. I got a nice little collection of old Bulls in here.
Yeah, you want to keep
that? Happily throw into
there
my book.
I don't remember. Steve Kerr was number 25 for the Bulls, wasn't he? Is that right?
He was, yeah.
Okay. Two cards and then something weird, I think, left.
Always something
this
weird.
This guy was... I'm pretty sure he was a first-team All-NBA player.
Ooh.
Maybe twice, but definitely once. Awesome dunker. You might remember him from this team he's on the car. Maybe the team prior. If I feel like I give you the teams, you're going to get it right away. But I will. You know what? Here's another hint before the teams. He had some very memorable shoes in the sense they did something that I don't think anyone had ever done before on a shoe.
Chris Webber?
No,
that's not D. Brown.
It's not D. Brown. No. These were custom shoes that I guess you could buy. I've never seen them in person ever. No, not Vince.
You could buy them.
Yeah,
big dunker. You said
he was big. Like he was
Harold Miner.
No, he wasn't in a dunk contest though. I don't think. But he was a great in-game dunker, angry dunker for a guard.
Latrell Sprewell.
Yeah. Remember the spinners?
Yeah. Yes, I do. I do. That's why I said Chris Webber. I don't.
Yeah,
stupid.
Dada. Latrell Sprewell.
Yeah.
You remember him more as a Knick or a Warrior?
Probably the Warriors.
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah.
That was his all NBA days.
Yes.
Did he make one or two?
Yeah, definitely one. Yeah.
First team's pretty impressive.
Oh, well, he exploded onto the scene there, just sort of that post run TMC days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Spree.
Okay. And then we do have one more card here. It's actually a really cool looking card. Great dunk being thrown down. Hall of Famer. He was on the front of this pack.
Kevin Garnett.
Nice. Now I think, this is just a normal card, and then there's
that does look cool.
There's this, that's an awesome looking throwdown.
Looks baby face there too, doesn't
it? Oh yeah, because then there's this weird.
Wait a second. This is against the Seattle Supersonics.
Wow.
From the previous season when he had a double double.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
This is. This weird register to win a Kobe or a Garnett autographed jersey by connecting to victorycards.com. I'll show everybody because JD, I hope you can see. Look at KG's face in this card.
Yeah.
Taking some
every tooth.
Crazy, like, buck tooth grin there.
Yeah.
Always throws down. So there you go. I guess you could, that would have been pretty cool back in 2000. Get a Kobe or KG.
Totally.
You'd have to have the internet, though. When did you have the internet, Lee? When did that come into existence for you?
I mean, in my own house, in my living accommodation, not until 2008, something like that.
What? 2008?
No, I definitely didn't have it in 2000. Like, I lived in England. I lived there from 2000 to 2005. I guess 2006, in Toronto.
Okay, that's when you got it.
Yeah, where me and old Eight Toes lived there together. That was it.
What about in Australia before 2000? I mean, I had it in my house.
No, we
didn't have it in our house.
90s, for sure. No one dial-up. Ever heard about Bone Thugs and Harmony then.
a few people had the dial-up, but it was like starting your car in Calgary in December. You got to like plug it all in and wait for it to all load up. And
ICQ, baby.
Yeah.
Get on there. Remember that?
No.
You got the internet in the mid-2000s.
Well, don't even laugh like he's... Oh, yeah.
I know that. Yeah, I know that.
Okay, so we're going to take one more break. When we come back... We're going to dip into the mystery basement box. Can you just set this up before we go to break? This is
My mom keeps everything that I've ever touched. And she's recently been renovating the basement downstairs. So she did a lot of moving things around, putting them in new boxes. I said, any basketball cards, any cards you see, save them.
Yeah.
I got to take a look at them. So when I was home over the holidays, put a bunch of them into this mystery box right here. Obviously, we got the Beatles, and I also brought home this belt buckle.
Oh.
Yeah, just in case.
Okay.
You know.
All right. Well, he'll throw on the belt buckle.
Throw on the belt buckle.
Get into this mystery box.
This pack is loaded, Lee. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, awesome.
Wow. Yeah. All right. We'll be back in like 90 seconds. Don't go anywhere.
Whoa! Mac is back! You ever wish you could have it both ways? I do. Like a zero-calorie cheeseburger or staying up late but not feeling exhausted in the morning. Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort. But you can have it both ways with Mack Weldon. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. From their light-as-air underwear to innovative anti-odor tees and versatile yet comfortable pants, Mack Weldon has a full range of clothes that never go out of style. I've got some polos, some tees, some undies, and I love them. Simple, soft, stylish. In fact, I'm wearing Mack Weldon right now. Mack Weldon clothes are designed to fit your style and the demands of modern life. They look like regular clothes, but feel like the latest in modern comfort. If you told me my silver PK polo was made from 100% cotton, I would 100% believe you. But those antimicrobial silver threads keep me feeling fresher longer. Get timeless looks with modern comfort from Mack Weldon. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code NODUNKS. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code NODUNKS.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture-themed trophies for six basketball-related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Back with the Beatles and No Dunks as we pop some packs here, though we're not really popping packs anymore. We're just into
opening
your
boxes.
Yes, that's right.
Mystery box.
Yeah, and these are all bangers. Like I said, a lot of players that we have, like a favorite player, you know, or even there's some games in here,
okay.
Or just a bunch of weird random stuff that I thought would be funny to look at some point in time. So,
did you only have like quote unquote good cards or memorable cards?
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
You had garbage cards too.
Oh, I threw out a lot. A lot of sticky ones as well. You leave them in a basement. 20 cards turns into one thick card quickly.
Yeah, okay.
All right, this is a beautiful art card. A man who's a beautiful shooter of the basketball.
Okay.
But he ain't going to text you back.
It's Chuck. It's the Rifleman.
It's the Rifleman. Chuck Person. Yeah. Right there. Have a look at this one.
Mm-hmm.
Always having issues getting onto a plane.
Yeah, he's always having issues getting onto a plane.
Oh, I love these cards.
Yeah. That's looking nice, though. Got a lot of these Arties in here.
You know, I said to Chuck at the airport, I said, do you remember after you hit 7 threes against the Celtics, you had 39 points in game 3, first round 1991. I said, do you remember you said you were the best player in the world at least for a day? And he smiled. And I thought that's where we built that rapport. You know, I thought, you know, that's what you got to do. Just remind them of how good they were and he'll pay you back. But apparently not.
Well, it's too bad you deleted it. Too bad you chucked the phone number. I think he'd text you back now. I think
we got this card. Hey, Chuck, we got your card. You want to come on the show?
Yeah. He's doing it against the Celtics there, too, in that one shot.
That's so true. All right. Lee, this is another good one for you. Mm. My guess is you probably have this man's phone number. You've certainly spoken to him in person, and we've put him on the show. You made a feature about what this fellow was doing.
Isaiah Thomas.
If I'm not mistaken, having heard this story.
Confidence, baby.
Come
on, man.
Rolando Blackman. Yeah, I do have his phone
right.
number.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, that's right. There's a Rolando Blackman.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
There on the Mavericks, number 22. That one looks nice. And a James Worthy. You're a big Jay Worthy fan
as
well.
That's right, yes.
These are the hoops, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah, had James Worthy on Pop and Packs. Rolando couldn't get him, unfortunately. He did text me back, but didn't hear back from him, unfortunately.
This show has just turned into, this guy won't respond to me.
Now, I'm curious. Because you appreciate him so much, would you call him a beautiful shooter of the basketball?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Rolando had a very nice shot. The Knicks could have used him in the 94 finals there, too. Couldn't get out on the court. They needed some offense. John Starks wasn't giving it to them, and Roe was on the bench just waiting for his shot. Pat Riley didn't bring him in.
Wow.
Sounds like somebody just read Blood in the Garden by Chris Herring.
Someone did just read
it. In store soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
January 18th, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Great book.
Popping packs and wrecking books. All right, here's another one. This is a man who has a basketball move named after him. It's not John Wallace.
Yeah.
It is not John Wallace.
Steve Smith?
The Smitty.
Ooh, yeah.
Steve
Good
Smith.
One. Good one.
Of the Miami Heat.
Somebody must have his number, right?
Sounds like a no.
Yeah,
I guess not. Oh, I like these upper decks too.
Yeah,
you're pulling
nice.
Out some classics.
Yeah. Steve Smith, you think of him as a Hawk?
I think so.
I do, yes.
I think of him as those.
Yeah.
We had the Spread Wings jersey on the set for a little bit.
That's what I think of. All star with the Hawks.
Yeah, 2000. Right? Yeah, he was. Yeah. I'm seeing that Miami Heat though right there, and I'm like, oh, maybe I'm just confusing myself, but definitely Heat or Hawks anyway.
Definitely Heat or Hawks, and he was a Portland Trailblazer.
Yeah, he was.
I think as well.
I think some
people
would maybe think of him as a Blazer even.
Yeah,
he had some success. Sure.
And then the Spurs, right?
And the Spurs, yeah.
All right, next card, a small school sensation.
Craig
but
Kirby.
Not. Thanks, man. I did go to a small school, graduating class of 300. No, my graduating class was 69. Not a joke. Yeah, 360 in the whole school. This guy would have been the tallest guy in my school. Tallest guy in your school. Tallest guy in any school.
George Mursad.
Lee almost had it, my man.
Manute
Bol.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
You hesitated that he would be the tallest guy in most schools?
No, I was trying to what school did he go to?
You want me to read you the back?
Yeah, I couldn't think of it.
During Manute Bol's 1 year at the University of Bridgeport in Connecticut.
Wow.
Never heard of it.
Wow. Yeah.
But there you go. Still one of the few players who can affect a game's outcome without scoring.
Yep.
Very true. So they put him on the front.
Scoring.
Throwing a pass.
Throwing
a pass. You remember Manute Bol throwing those famous lefty bounce passes?
I guess he could be catching that.
Yeah, maybe.
Holy, look at that guy.
He should be looking at the ball if he's catching it.
That's surprising. I just saw that was a D2 school. You wouldn't think a D1 school would say, Hey,
you're tall.
You should play for us.
Hey, you are quite tall. All right, let's get into a decent card here. A plastic card. Not a plastic man. Stacey Augman. Oh, this is not going to look good on the stream. This guy... I received a limited edition 1993 Draft Stars basketball draft pick trading card of this fella, found only in these jumbo packs. He was drafted in 1993, but did not come over right away. Before winning three NBA championships.
Tony Kukoc.
Wow. A Tony Kukoc draft card.
Let's see this.
From his time
overseas.
Yeah, yeah. A little bit of a foil. It's got a weird sort of like...
Check your Beckett.
Yeah, check your Beckett. Yeah. I mean, that's what? $1.50? $1.75 maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like think it's really that?
Like, no. I don't even think it's worth that much.
Wow, that's amazing.
Look, he looks, check your Beckett. You probably check on eBay, right?
He looks rubbery in that picture there.
Like, rubber man.
Yeah.
Like the cameras they use on fans. In focus and out of focus.
Okay. Nice. You don't even think that's worth $2.99, eh? Wow. No.
I mean, it's in great condition.
It is, yeah.
So that would help. Yeah. I'll sell this to anybody out there for $500.
Oh, okay. That's smart.
All right, Lee, this one's for you.
Okay.
This is a game.
Ooh,
game. This is a game. In the first round of the 1991 NBA playoffs, this guy and this guy provided a dramatic sidelight to an exciting five-game series between these teams. This player averaged 26 points and shot 54 from three-point range in the series, and jump-started his team to big wins in games 2 and 4. However, in game 2, the other guy stole the show. Already afflicted with back problems, he was sidelined early in the game after he fell to the floor scrambling for a loose ball.
Is this Celtics Pacers?
Yes.
Okay. So Larry Bird is obviously the one guy they're talking about, and then is it Chuck?
Oh, I think it has to be Chuck.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Larry Bird versus Chuck.
I knew
Person.
You were going to get that. I wanted really to test my own knowledge there.
Yeah.
Wow. Bird versus Person.
Yeah.
Bird versus Person.
That's a cool card. I like
that. That's how I feel when I go in my backyard every day. There's Larry. Larry wants to come over there. This card is a great card. The stare from Larry.
That's classic confrontation.
That's also Twitter every day.
Yeah.
Bird versus Person.
I'm going to come give you a French lick.
Yeah.
What?
That game where Larry hits his head, I mean, the Pacers really take advantage. Then Larry comes back, the crowd goes wild, and then Larry goes on a tear. I think he scores like 12 of the next 14 points, hits like a falling out of bounds over the backboard. And then, but the Pacers are still in it. Chuck Person hits a bomb in the last like 20 seconds to bring them within a possession. Celtics go down and score free throws, and then Chuck Person had a chance, and he misses a three, and they say on the broadcast, you live by the three, you die by the three.
Wow. 54.8%. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Living. Pretty good living. All right. This is one of Magic's rookies. Magic Johnson picked all of the rookies for this class. This appears to be from the 95-96 season,
Hold on. To clarify, you're saying Magic Johnson, like pre-Twitter, is going to name his five favorite rookies from this class? Is that true?
Okay, I'm serious. Like, it says Magic's all rookie team here on the side. You'll see Magic is... there he is.
Yeah.
Okay, and it is a little bit of a giveaway, the color of this stripe here. You'll note it's purple.
Yeah. Okay.
So this guy was a rookie, well-liked.
Eddie Jones?
Eddie Jones wearing number 25 on the Lakers. This is an NBA hoops as well. And here he is on the back.
Wow. What the hell is
good card in
this? This is insane. Oh, okay. I also thought you were saying the card was going to have like five of Magic's favorite rookie. Yeah. I was like, wow, that'd be cool. But
I think I had maybe a Jamal Mashburn of this set as well that I saw. Yeah, and it's like he's picking his favorite rookies.
I wonder who else he picked.
Here are my favorite rookies from the 95
that
season.
Literally is a precursor too.
It really is. It really is. All right, we'll go a couple more. Okay, a Pacer in this one from the Fleer 91 set. We talked about the best 7-footer of all time today.
So this guy's...
There's a bit of a relation to that man as well. I don't want to give too much
away. It's not Rick Smith.
It's not Rick Smith's.
He was a Pacer in 91.
One of the NBA's most improved big men, leading rebounder.
I was going to say Detlef Schrempf.
It is.
Don't
think of him as a rebounder.
But the link was Dirk as a 7-footer, German.
Yeah.
Okay, shout out to Franz, too.
Yeah,
there Detlef. He is.
That's a weird, his dimensions look hilarious on this card. Like, just the way he's bent.
I'm going to keep sliding this. There we go. What am I doing, man? What am I doing? Detlef Schrempf. See, I'm always talking about Franz Wagner. Looks like his legs are always bent to me. That's what his legs look like. Yeah. Detlef Schrempf. Yeah. They run the same. cool. I'm going to use
cons.
That. Yeah. All right, last one.
Yeah, last one.
A card that I could not believe I found when I was looking through this. This one is the most... The most set up card of all time. It's a game.
Oh.
It's a game. That's it. That's your whole hint. It's a game.
Game six of the finals, 98?
Nope. It's a single game that's probably been talked about on this show more than any other
87 All-Star game, is it?
That's a straight-up card for the 1987 All-Star game.
He's going to want that
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. In Seattle?
In fact, if you just put it back up there.
Is that so back?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm going to go out on a bit of a limb here and say that this this play, Tom Chambers goes down.
Oh my God!
And reverses it up the other side and gets a foul. Gets an N1 on
that play.
A little
up and under.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, you're wrong. That's Doug Flutie going to take it to the other side.
I think
there's Zeke. There's Larry.
Yeah, that's what I think happens on that play. He's going up against Larry. He was sort of considered, you know, a bit of a rival there, big, tall, white guy, shooting guy like that of Larry, and they matched up against each other. So I think that's what happened. I'm going
to
see if I can dig it out.
How badly would you like to get your hands on
that card? Oh, I would love to. I would love to get that card and hold on to it.
And sign it, Lee Ellis, on it.
I'll box you for it.
Wow. It's a great card. Great card.
Tom Chambers never come on popping packs? No. Okay.
No, he was on the feature, though, of the 87 All-Star game. JD and I went out there to Phoenix and met Tommy. Had a great time.
This is the Lee Ellis pack.
Wow, this really is.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Who would be the trifecta? Who would be the third guy for Lee?
Chuck.
Maybe Chuck. There it is. All right. Poppin' Packs, back in your lives. If you love it, leave your boys a 5-star rating and review on Apple or Spotify.
Need them, got them.
Subscribe. Like the video, comment away, share the show on YouTube. Really appreciate that. Helps us in terms of rankings, getting those numbers up. And honestly, just let us know if you'd like to see Poppin' Packs continue and stay in your lives. We can make this, weekly, bi-weekly? What do you think? How often do you want to do this?
Well, how well do you know the 1993 Dallas Cowboys? Because we can do an entire
Leon
Poppin' Packs. Leon Lett, he was on the team.
93? Yeah. 1993.
Watch out, Don Beebe's behind you.
Name two other players on the back of these.
Okay, Randall
Cunningham.
Emmett Smith.
Irvin.
And Michael Irvin.
Not Randall Cunningham. But you guys were right.
All right, sweet.
Joe Montana.
All right, well, yeah, let us know if you want us to branch out when it comes to popping packs and open up football cards, maybe some Saved by the Bell cards. You got anything? You had some F1 cards at one point.
Yeah, I've got those at home still. Yeah, someone sent in some from a TV show. I can't think of what TV show it was.
Saved by the Bell?
No, but there's another one.
MASH?
Something from the 90s.
Starters?
90210?
Ooh, could have been that.
Not sure. I've got a big hole.
Melrose
bag.
Place.
Maybe I'll see if I can find it. Okay. I don't know.
Family Matters.
Yeah, and again, if you have unopened.
What about this show? Full House.
Elf.
Perfect Strangers.
Oh, if you have unopened Elf cards, please send them to us. Please. Get in touch with us. NoDunks@TheAthletic.com or
the
tweet
heights.
At us. At NoDunks. Okay, can you stop?
Models Inc.
We got to get the hell out of here.
Spin City.
We will see you tomorrow.
Great show.
At 10 a.m. Eastern. Live here on YouTube. Embracing AP.